interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It is Earth Day, Tony. You doing your part to clean up Mother Earth?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. You bet I am. But while we're at it, how about cleaning up Uranus?
See, you know, I walked right into that. You know, yeah. I walked right into it.
So funny.
It was just like running into a screen set by Shaq. Never saw it coming, and now I'm laid out.
It's so funny, and it's why we have won Emmys year after year after year.
Except,
because of jokes like that.
We haven't.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the new plan for March Madness, Big Ben's future, and the Cubs' $18 million setup, man.
Yeah.
But we begin today with the NFL draft. In just a few hours, for the first time ever, the NFL will televise its first round in prime time. This will directly conflict with three NBA playoff games and four NHL playoff games. Yesterday on this very program, Mark Cuban said that he found the NFL arrogant. Wilbon, arrogant or smart?
Both. The NFL is very, very smart to the point of usually, in most cases, particularly the marketing of its product, brilliant. The NFL is also easily the most arrogant league, and they want to, what was that song, Bad Bad Leroy Brunkler, wear their ring on everybody's nose?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they want to do.
Yeah.
And they do that. Okay, so to me, there's no debate about this. I understand exactly why they moved the draft to the evening, but they like to lord over everybody how great they are, like baseball used to do 50, 60, 70, 80 years ago.
Yeah, there's one real sport in this country right now in terms of viewership, and it's the NFL. I would agree that it's arrogant and smart. I think our percentages would differ. I would say it's 10% arrogant and 90% smart, and I think you would have the arrogant a little bit higher than that, a lot higher than that.
Yeah,
I think that they have a chance to deliver the product to their fans that their fans want.
Yes.
And this is these are first-round playoff games of leagues that go four deep in rounds. I would if they did this in a conference final or an actual final.
They would. They wouldn't care. They wouldn't care.
I don't know. I don't know,
Tony,
about that. I don't know.
The NFL is going to tell you that its schedule needs to be announced in prime time. A schedule we all know for years, because you can get it out of the record and fact book right now.
Right. Its schedule is determined in like 7 months ago.
That's right.
No, Tone.
The NFL's great.
It's one.
The NFL's a
national
pastime.
Here's what makes it smart.
But it's so arrogant.
What makes it smart is it's just the first round, which is the only round that people care about, and then they begin to care only about their own teams.
Yeah, I
so they can
watch
make this
1 minute of it.
Will,
I know you will.
Well, it will crush. It will crush.
No question about that. Not in my household. Looks like the NCAA tournament won't be changing as dramatically as expected. The NCAA is recommending expanding to 68 teams next season instead of that anticipated 96. And the tournament will play out, get this, on CBS and Turner for the next 14 years instead of switching over to ESPN. Tony, do these decisions work for you?
You know that I've always liked the idea of 68. I like the idea of four play-in games, but I want the play-in games to
totally
be the
with you.
I want it to be the 8-9 game.
Some mid-majors
to play
their way in.
I don't want terrible teams that are going to be served up as fodder
give you a nod
the next week.
Like that play.
So I like that. But this
the
is
TK
not going to last. It's going to go to 96.
Of course, like next year. Like, you know what, Tony?
It's going to go to 96.
It might be a pit stop. They might announce
that's
this
right.
And go to 96 Christmas
right.
Day. They might
right.
announce 96.
Now, the good news is, between
them.
All the networks of CBS and Turner,
right.
every single game will be live. And I would
right.
point out that Turner now has baseball. They have basketball.
Yeah.
They signed Conan O'Brien, and now they got the NCAA championship.
Yeah,
player. That's right.
You think we'll be on the air going up against all these basketball games? You think we'll get crushed like the NBA gets crushed tonight by the draft?
I think to some degree we might in
the
championship
we would.
Games. Yeah.
But I like this, Tony.
And by the way, Turner will have the actual championship in a little while.
On cable, which I know, see,
Stunner.
Years ago,
Stunner.
You couldn't understand
no,
when a championship event was on cable. It doesn't make any
right.
difference.
I'm
it's
stunned.
Just a number on the satellite dish. It would be 245 in most homes.
You're not going to need a satellite dish because all the games are going to be on your regular television.
My regular television is satellite.
But
tone.
Not everybody
Hello?
Will need satellite.
Well, they should get it anyway.
Great. Why don't you wear a thing that says satellite over here?
I should. I get paid.
We all know that Ben Roethlisberger has been suspended for 6 games, and we have all read the allegations about his scandalous behavior recently. Roethlisberger appears to have sunk about as low as he can go in Pittsburgh and around the country. But the sun will come up tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. Wilbon, can Ben Roethlisberger rehabilitate himself to such a degree that he becomes a face of the league again?
You mean like one of pro football's most popular players, Ray Lewis?
I mean exactly that.
Or would you mean like pro basketball's either most popular or second most popular player, Kobe Bean Bryant?
I mean exactly that.
Okay, so the answer to this question would be, yeah.
Okay, does he have, well, I mean, you get into speculative things here. I actually believe that Ben Roethlisberger will, in the very near future, check himself into some sort of rehabilitation, some unnamed rehabilitation, to show people that he's serious about this. And I think he will come back and do everything he is supposed to do. But does he have the personality Ray Lewis has become a life coach and minister half the league.
Well,
Ben have that?
I know Ben Roethlisberger reasonably well. And he has charisma. I know that people can say, wait a minute, look at what he was just accused of doing. And fine, you could take that tack. Ben Roethlisberger has great charisma. He's a big personality. You could argue then, Tony, maybe too big. And maybe that's what has led to some of these other predicaments. Be that as it may, I think that Ben Roethlisberger, like you, I don't know about any rehab. I don't know about any of that. I think he will do what's necessary and be a huge figure in the NFL again.
Will he be in Pittsburgh through all of it?
I don't think they're going to trade him like others do. And I'm not tied to the draft board and what everybody's doing to every minute. I don't believe the Steelers are trading him tonight or tomorrow.
See, I think there's a requisite here, though, and Bryant's done it and Ray Lewis. I think you have to win. I don't think you can be on a 3-13 team.
Right.
I think you have to win, and your teammates have to be supportive.
And if you're going to pick a team, would you not pick the Steelers to
have
that happen?
Absolutely, I would.
Let's move to the NBA, where Stan Van Gundy happens. Stan Van wants the playoffs to move faster, like Tony and me. Quote, baseball gets their whole playoffs and World Series done in like 3 weeks. Us, it takes the first round to go 3 weeks. Close quote. Tony, the NBA makes more money by spreading out the games, of course, for television. But does it hurt the quality or appeal of the competition?
They do this. He knows it. You know it. And I know it. You do it for television. Does it hurt? The appeal, yes, because it takes far too long and everybody knows that. Does it hurt the quality? Not necessarily. If you rest, you would think that your players are healthier and will play stronger for longer periods of time because they're healthier. I don't dispute that it hurts the quality,
right.
But I just think it takes so long. For example, a series that not many people want to see except in Atlanta and Milwaukee, the Hawks and the Bucks, they have three full days between games.
You know what? There was a series a couple of years ago. I'm almost certain about this. That took a first-round series. It took longer than the Summer Olympics. The Summer Olympics is 16 days. Yet a series takes 16 days. You know you can't.
The NHL,
and he's right.
The NHL goes with the rhythm that they establish in the regular season of day off, day
day
on.
But you know what, Tone? I think it may hurt the competition in this way. You know how basketball players, you know how athletes are, professional athletes. That rhythm you speak of, they get that timing.
That's how they want to play.
That's how they want. They're ready to go. You think we think it takes too long. Players can't complain because they think somebody's going to fine them. But I've been in a couple of locker rooms already in this playoff. You know what
it's
guys say?
Long.
Can we play the games already?
It's too long.
Yeah.
Last night in Montreal, Alexander Ovechkin went through his customary pregame routine. He skates impossibly fast. He stops impossibly short, kicking up a plume of ice. Last night, that ice sprayed a small child carrying a Canadian's flag. The Caps' official statement today referred to that act as, quote, playful. The Caps said they, quote, imagined it made the kid's day, unquote. And they advised Montreal next time, don't station a little kid near the Caps bench. Will, buddy, got a problem with any of this?
You know, Ovechkin seems like the kind of guy who plays in such a rage, even to the point that he's oblivious about most stuff, and he probably comes out of the locker room that way. I'm going to tell a quick story. When I was about 13 or 14 years old, I stuck my face in the Boston Red Sox bullpen back at Comiskey Park where the visitors had the bullpen. Carlton Fisk took his catcher's mitt because he was tired of me, and he smushed a dusty, dirty catcher's mitt in my face.
It made your day.
Made my day. I told him about this as a sports writer.
Yeah.
It made my life. It was the coolest thing that ever happened to me. Carlton Fisk did this. These kids should sort of be happy.
Here's what Ovechkin should do, because the Caps statement is antagonistic for no reason at all. Ovechkin should sign a stick, send it to the kid.
Give it to him.
With a picture. That's all you have to
That's
do.
That's right.
And maybe he doesn't even look like he was aware a kid was there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that might be sort of the problem. One thing I would say, I'd caution the Capitals and Alexander Ovechkin. Have a better PR presence. This is the most exciting player in the league to watch. Don't let everything become combative,
by the way,
like pushing people's cameras and stuff like that in the Olympics.
If you look at what the Capitals are doing, what the Penguins are doing, Crosby and Ovechkin are scoreboard watching. They're one up in the other guy every single
time.
We want to see that.
Great.
Let's go to break. When we come back, on the Big Ten and SEC about to swallow up college sports.
And could Roy Halladay win 25?
That's a lot.
25? 25?
That's a lot.
Get the latest soccer news, both on and off the field, with the SoccerNet podcast. Download it now at the iTunes Music Store and at PodCenter at ESPNRadio.com.
No guests today. We're on the deuce. More headlines. Oh, is that weak? We may be on the verge of a conference war in college sports. The Big Ten may add up to five more schools, and SEC Commissioner Mike Slive says if that happens, the SEC will respond by shopping for a few new schools itself. The Pac-10 is also bent on growing. Sports Illustrated's Andy Staples said that those moves could imperil the Big East and the Big 12. Mike, do you like where this is headed?
No, it's Wall Street-level greed, Tony. That's all they're doing. We got all the money in the world. We'd like to have all the money in some other solar system. That's all these colleges are doing. There's no leadership that's worth a damn. You know, they're just going to devour the college football scenario of a landscape as we know it. It's awful.
See, I don't think it's awful, and I don't think it's college basketball. I think it's college football.
That's what I mean, college football.
I know, but here's the difference. I think there's only about 60 teams that can win.
Right.
And if you get four conferences with, you know, if you get,
that's
say, 64, but if you get that and you set up your own playoff and you set up your own championship, and by then the Pac-10 has brought in Utah and BYU and Boise State, somebody else brings in TCU, all of a sudden you can see that they don't have to split the money with anybody else because they got all the players. I don't know that it's that bad. I don't.
I don't think it fosters. I think at that point, Tony, you're going to get non-conference schedules that are completely awful because you got these four conferences that control everything. I think it's going to hurt the competition,
but
the attractiveness of matchups.
You get rid of the NCAA as a police agent at that
point. Well, getting rid of the NCAA, if you
don't
can
you
promise
like that?
Me that,
don't you like
all right,
that?
You just made me feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
See, you brightened me up a little bit here, not Mr. Sourpuss. Pretty good opening month for Roy Halladay, don't you think?
Yeah.
The Phillies' new ace won his fourth straight start last night. It was his second complete game shutout. And he now sports an ERA of 0.82. Tony, do you believe the National League is going to eventually catch up to Mr. Halladay, or are we looking at the possibility of a 25-win season?
No, we're not looking at the possibility of a 25-win season. There's been one 25-win season over the last 30 years.
Yeah,
he doesn't make enough starts. And by the way, last year he had a great start, but from like June 7th on, he was 7-10. Eventually the league sees your stuff. It catches up to you a little bit. To me, a great year is 21.
Now,
25, not going to happen.
21, 22, Tony. You mentioned that 30-year drought. You're right. There's one guy, Bob Welsh in 1990, had 27 wins with Ek closer for him. But relief pitchers, five-day rotations. Look, my pitching hero as a kid, Ferguson Jenkins, in consecutive years, he goes like 42, 40, and 39 starts. Now, guys start 31, 32. 33 is out there. That's on the edge of the number of starts.
You've got to keep handing it over to a bullpen in the National League all the time.
They make you.
I don't know.
Not going to happen.
No. It's a much different story for the presumed ace of the Cubs staff. Lou Piniella has moved Carlos Zambrano from the top of the rotation to a set-up relief role. Mike, the Cubs bullpen's been horrendous. And Zambrano, who makes $18 million a year and has struggled early, says he will do it for the team. Do you think this could actually work?
Tony, I don't know. I'm so depressed by this. The last two Cubs starters who looked like they had, you know, sort of Hall of Fame talent written all over them.
Pryor and
three. Pryor, Wood, and now Zambrano, bullpen, out, uncertainty. The Cubs are at that point, Tony. I don't know when the tipping point comes. Where that group of guys has been together so long through so much disappointment that they can't rise above it. I'm worried that they're already there while hoping that they're not. But $18 million for a reliever, that's kind of hard to swallow.
That's a failure of the general manager.
Because they got good pitching. They got good starting pitching. He put together a nice staff.
If you can't find somebody other than a guy you're paying $18 million to be a setup man, to abuse his arm every day by warming up every single day, I mean, that's
bad organization. It's the sixth year of relief issues.
And isn't Zambrano, isn't he a volatile fella? Is this the right place for him?
I don't know, Tony. That's the one thing that Jim Hendry's been unable to do is find the right relief pitcher. They got a good starting staff, and they figure he's expendable somewhere else. But this group
million.
Of guys, there's so much disappointment. How can they get over this? They don't seem to be able to get through it.
Let's take a break. When we return, Tim Tebow's draft stock is reportedly rising. But can he make the first round?
And will the Bulls and the Thunder upset number one seeds tonight?
Are your Cubs still in the league?
Very depressing.
Racing fans, get the latest news from NASCAR from the J-Ski Podcast featuring Mark Garrow. Download for free at iTunes or on the Pod Center page at ESPNradio.com.
Time for the game with just two options, over and under. Nothing
else. I don't know.
Just over and under.
I got another one.
Let's get the first one from our host, Tony Rielli.
Over or under the number 32 pick for Tim Tebow.
I want to go under. I believe that Tim Tebow, where he gets drafted and by whom, is the number one story in a draft. I want a team to love him. I want him to succeed, but he is a project. You don't have to take him in the first round, and so I will go over.
It's over. And all this drama is stupid.
Why?
Okay, all this drama.
People like him.
Because people go where they go.
Yeah, but
they
people
go
like
where their
him.
Talent dictates in the draft. It's speculative junk. He will go in the second round or the third round.
Why are you
it's
hating
fine.
On Tim
the
Tebow?
The world is not going to end. I like Tim Tebow.
Well,
he'll
sound
go.
That way.
He'll make the team. He'll have the chance to prove he deserves more
right?
playing time. And that's the way his pro
Why don't
sports
you show
work.
Tim Tebow, Lily,
what's
your big
next?
Heart. Next.
Over or under 3.5 playoff wins for the Spurs this season.
So if I go over, it means that I believe they're going to beat the Mavericks.
Uh-huh.
Now the Mavericks have lost in the first round before while being a higher seeded team. I don't think they will this time. They got to win one on the road. They won one on the road in the regular season, so I'm going to go under.
I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. The Mavericks are terrific with Dirk and Kidd and Jason Terry and Caron Butler and Haywood, Brendan Haywood joining the mix, and they got a wonderful coach in Rick Carlisle. But when you put all those players on the floor, who are the two best players on the floor during the series? Ginobili and Tim Duncan. And as terrific as Carlisle is, who's the best coach?
Pop.
Greg Popovich, one of the best coaches slash managers in all
so you
sports.
Think the Mavs are out?
I think the Spurs, why would the two best players and the best coach
so
lose?
So you think the Mavs are out?
Over, the Spurs are going to win the series. I told you that.
Next.
Mm-hmm. Didn't say that to Cuban yesterday. Over,
I did.
Under
I said his team's going down.
1.5 wins tonight for the Bulls and Thunder combined.
Neither the Bulls nor the Thunder are going to win the series. So you want to know when can they win a game, if they can win a game. Great teams, when they go on the road, establish their dominance. I can't believe that both underdogs will win at home, and so I will go under.
That's right. The answer is under, Tony, for every reason you said. People get all excited because guys have close games on the road. And the Bulls, to me, in terms of maxing out, the Bulls have been like a 9.8 on a 1 to 10 scale in those two games in Cleveland. But dominance and greatness is established on the road for
yep.
every great player and great team
yep.
ever.
Yep.
Thunder will win tonight. I think it's possible. The Bulls, I can't see it, even though I want it to happen. Under.
Next.
Over or under 4 wins for Tiger Woods this season.
4 is a lot. He's probably only going to get to about 15 or 16 tournaments. You know, but he was minus 11 at Augusta, and he hadn't played in a long time. I think that golf will be his refuge. I think that's where he will get his self-esteem. I'm willing to go over in this.
Yeah, it's hard to not give benefit of the doubt to Tiger Woods, isn't it, Tone?
Yeah, I go
especially,
over.
You mentioned the way he played at Augusta, where if that was rusty, he got a shot. He's never won fewer, only like once since 1998 he's won fewer. Even with a broken leg, he won tournaments. He can get hot in a hurry.
Yeah.
So I'm
going
to go over because he can get to 5 or 6 and not even have a great, great summer for him.
Time for one more break, but still to come, will Drew Brees survive the Madden curse?
And a big game for my Blackhawks tonight, Tone. You think I'll be watching?
I thought you were going to watch the NFL draft.
You can bet on one thing.
I thought your household was going to have the draft on in 3
you
sets.
You can bet on one thing. You can bet on one thing I won't be watching.
Really? What, the Blackhawks?
No, I'll be watching the Blackhawks and the Bulls and the Lakers and the Capitals. I won't be watching.
Happy time, people. Happy 73rd birthday, Jack Nicholson. Nicholson is one of the most decorated American actors of all time. He has 3 acting Oscars and a total of 12 acting nominations. He was first nominated for Easy Rider 41 years ago.
Wow.
And oh yeah, he likes the Lakers.
Tony, I'm going to wish happy 28th birthday to a big soccer star. I don't care about him much. I just like saying the name Kaká. Happy 28th, Kaká.
Happy anniversary, Jared Allen. On this day 2 years ago, the Chiefs traded you to the Vikings for a 1st and 2/3. You'd have to say the Vikings made a great deal. Allen has 29 sacks in those 2 seasons, and in both of those seasons, the Vikings went to the playoffs.
Is Jared Allen the best defensive lineman in the league right now?
If he's not, he's 1A. Happy trails to Mr. Nice Guy for Dave Tremblay, the manager of the worst team in baseball, the Baltimore Orioles. Tremblay said last night that he's done making alibis for his players. Quote, I feel like I'm a damn presidential press secretary sometimes instead of telling it like it is. I'm not smoothing it over anymore, unquote. Wilbon, how long until Mr. Tremblay is happy trails himself?
I'm going to say 3 weeks, Tony. And it's not his fault. It's the owner's fault. The Orioles have fallen and they can't get up and it's been years.
Time to find out what we messed up, reality.
What Wilbon just did right there, pronouncing Kaká's name correctly, was the most in-depth you've ever done soccer. I'm impressed. I applaud you.
Like you like that?
Kenyon Martin missed practice today for the Nuggets. They play tomorrow, game 3. And there was a baseball game this afternoon you guys didn't report. The final score was 20-0. It was the Brewers versus the Pirates. Who do you think won?
Pirates.
Wrong.
Brewers.
Yes, Tony, you got it. You
got
win.
Got it. Shout outs, Wilbon. You got a shout out?
I'm ceding my time to you.
I'm shouting out to the Rock Bottom Remainders. That's a rock and roll group made of authors like Dave Barry and Mitch Albom and Amy Tan and a great rock guitarist and singer, Roger McGinn of the Birds. 9:30 Club last night in Washington. Philly tonight. We're taking a break. There's more PTI to come, including Drew Brees.
Drew Brees! We'll be back in a few minutes. Until then, let's toss it up to SportsCenter.
Good night, Canada. That bell rang too early for me. Hold the bell. Hold the bell. Welcome back to the PTI program. Okay, Wilbon. Alexander Ovechkin spraying the Canadiens flag bearer. Big deal, small deal, no deal.
Somewhere between small deal and no deal, Tony. And I will say this. Ovechkin is one of these guys who is embroiled in a lot of stuff. You know what he is? He's a roughneck. And that's who he's going to be. And that's who the Capitals should accept him to being in the league, accept him to being. I think he's the most exciting player in the league to watch, even though I'd have to put Sidney Crosby above him in terms of accomplishments right now. But Ovechkin seems to be one of those guys who's in such a rage from the time he comes out of the locker room. I don't know him, even though I live in Washington. He could be oblivious to things like these, to niceties. So maybe there ought to be a repackaging, a real awareness of how Ovechkin is presented. Be careful with this because the guy's a great player and you don't want all the attention devoted to him to be something that's negative or nitpicky.
It's very easy to make this right, okay? All Ovechkin has to do is write a little note to this kid saying, I'm sorry I sprayed you. I didn't even really see you there. And here, have this autographed hockey stick. The Capitals should not have gone out of their way to be antagonistic in their statement saying to the Canadiens, get the kid out of there. Get him away from our bench. I mean, but this is also Ovechkin's pregame routine, much like LeBron James does that with the talcum powder.
Yeah.
He's just doing it with the ice. I mean, apparently he does it all the time. I agree with you. It's a little bit more than no deal and a little bit less than small deal.
But if I was a kid and a great, great player
kids
sprayed
happy.
Me
Fabulous.
With the shavings,
the best.
I'm not even washing that sweater forever. Come on
the
now.
The kid hopes that that's on Tebow in his
Absolutely.
House.
Absolutely.
1 minute left. We go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Drew Brees is on the cover of Madden 11. Should he be nervous about the Madden jinx?
Well, he's already won, but that jinx seems sort of happening on a large number of people. Magic from Orlando, up 2-0 on your boys, Bobcats. Is the series over?
It's over, but the Bobcats got to the playoffs for the first time ever. That's good. Scott Brooks, named NBA Coach of the Year. His brother Aaron Brooks, most improved player. Did you have those?
No, I had Scott Skiles and Marc Gasol. Those guys were my runners-up. They're great choices. Francisco Liriano, 2-0, 1.29 ERA after 8 scoreless last night. You happy to see him back?
I'm applauding, right? I'm applauding. I love it. Blackhawks at Predators tonight. Game 4, must win for you boys?
Yes. Scoring some goals is a must, too. 4 goals in 3 games doesn't get it. Come on, guys. Penguins and Flyers can both close out their series tonight. Will they get it done?
I don't know. I'm going to be watching the draft.
I'm sure
last
you will.
Last one, Suns and Blazers tonight. Who you got?
Batum is questionable. Brandon Roy already out.
Hot
the Suns figured it out. I think the Suns are going to win. So you go ahead and protect the shield. I'm going to watch real sports like
a
man.
Out of time. Trying to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. Check out the podcast on iTunes. Let's go back to Bristol.
Larry Frank, seriously, go to your room, okay?